February 7. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment, John 12:3. Our longing and desire for all believers is that they should have such real happy Christian homes. Happiness does not depend on furniture, clothes, jewels, and other worldly goods or any other qualifications such as university degrees. These cannot bring real or lasting joy. True joy depends upon our personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, and on how far we honor the Word of God and obey His Word. We do not usually come across many happy homes. We mostly come across many sad homes. They are sad because they neither honor God's Word, nor consult or obey it. Now let us see from the Word of God how a happy home can become possible. What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder, Matthew 19:6. This is the first prerequisite for a happy home. Be positively sure that you are joined by God. You might say that all are joined by God because they are married in some church building. It does not necessarily mean they are all joined by God. Only those who have sought to know God's will for their marriage and then are sure of doing God's will are joined by God. For the Word of God says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God," Romans 8:14. We consider the highest privilege of believers to be the ability to know and do God's will. I do not know any other joy comparable to this joy. In many marriages, couples are joined together by their personal feelings, for the sake of money or gold, and some because of their liking for outward appearances or other qualifications like belonging to the same caste. Some are joined by brokers. In all these cases the motives are wrong and unworthy. God's Word says that those who are joined by God should not be separated by man. Believers have the right and privilege to seek the face of God and find God's will before they agree for marriage. It may take 1 year, 2 years, or even more. It is up to God to decide the time and partner. We cannot dictate to God. As far as possible, it is better to wait for Scripture guidance. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is, Ephesians 5:17, and prove what is that good, and acceptable, and perfect, will of God, Romans 12:2. Those who are born again are indwelt by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will enable them to say, "Not my will but thy will. I will gladly accept thy will, Lord, kindly speak to me."